Our message today comes from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 15, verses 21 through 28. Thank you so much. I'm going to go on and read the word. And it reads as thus. I'm reading from the New International Version, the NIV. It says, leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him crying out, Lord, son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession. Jesus did not answer a word, so his disciples came to him and urged him, send her away, for she keeps crying after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. The woman came and knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said. He replied, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. Yes, Lord, she said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that falls from the master's table. Then Jesus answered, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And your daughter was healed from that very hour. I'd like to title my sermon on today, A Mother's Faith, A Mother's Love. Jesus and his disciples had just left the region of Gennesaret prior to their visit to the northern region along the Galilean Sea, where Jesus had fed 5,000 men, women, and children with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. The disciples who are in training for ministry were witnessing miracle after miracle. When the 5,000 had been fed, Jesus sent his disciples ahead by boat, and he retreated to the mountain to pray. Later that night into the morning, as they were sailing to get to the other side, a great wind rose, and they strained to hold the boat, but they feared that it would capsize. Jesus, seeing them struggling in fear, came to them walking on the water. They saw what they thought was a ghost as Jesus was walking by. They cried out in fear, but he spoke to them calmly and assured them that everything was going to be all right. He got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. The disciples were already confused about the fishes and the loaves. And now this, instead of realizing that whenever Jesus shows up, things change, they remain baffled and without understanding. In my study, I discovered that the disciples then hardened their hearts against Jesus because they didn't understand. In their minds, he was a prophet who had the gift of healing and preaching, but he could not be God. Jesus, who is God, knew their hearts were hardened and pressed on to teach them even more. When they crossed over, they came to Gennesaret and docked the boat. As soon as they arrived, the people began to bring their sick on pallets, crying out to Jesus, asking that their loved ones be healed. Everywhere Jesus went, the sick was healed just by his presence. The word said they begged that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. Jesus and his disciples had come through a marketplace where they had bought food and then went out to eat. The Pharisees and the scribes came to watch him. Seeing that his disciples had not washed their hands before eating, they questioned him about it. For it was the custom and the tradition of the Jews to wash thoroughly their hands and their food before eating. Jesus admonishing them, saying that it is not what goes into your mouth that defiles you, but what comes out. For what comes out is from the heart. He goes on to tell them that they were hypocrites, because they were so concerned about tradition and custom that they abandoned the commandments of the Lord. Giving them an example, Jesus said, Moses says, honor thy mother and thy father, and whosoever speak evil of their father and their mother shall surely die. Yet they had overburdened the people to support the temple with their best goods, which they kept for themselves. They left nothing for the parents, who, according to God's commandment, the children had a responsibility to provide for. So Jesus then called the crowd of people to him, saying that it is not what goes in your mouth but it is what comes out of your mouth. Then he and the disciples left the crowd and went into the house. There the disciples asked him to explain what he had just said to the people. Jesus was astonished that they did not understand. So he broke it down for them and said, "Do you not see whatever goes into a person from the outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart, but the stomach, and it goes out in the sewer? But it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come." After saying all these things, Jesus decided to leave this area and go into the region of Tyre, one of the small towns on the outskirts of Greece. This region was a place where only Gentiles lived, and Jesus knew that the Jews would not follow him there. The word says he entered into the house and did not want anyone to know that he was there. This was a Gentile region, but the Gentiles had also heard of him and came to seek him. Now, this story is about a woman who is nameless. But when she heard that Jesus was in her town, she came looking for him. She came crying out because her daughter was possessed by demons. She came because she knew Jesus was the only one that could save her. I would imagine, like this woman with the issue of blood, she had tried everything and everyone, but her daughter was still afflicted. At this point, there was nothing left to lose and everything to gain. I can see now that she was standing there crying, pleading with Jesus. Surely the disciples had tried to shoo her away, but she refused to leave. When Jesus did not answer, she ran and fell on her knees, bowing at his feet, and she was calling him Lord. As she stood there, acknowledging that he was God, she cried out, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is cruelly possessed by demons." But Jesus did not answer her. The disciples whose heart had been hardened asked God, "Send her away. She keeps coming after us." Their attitude was, "She's a Gentile, and our miracles and our blessings are not to be wasted on her kind. We did not come here to help her or her people. We came here to rest." The same disciples who didn't understand the feeding of the 5,000, who nearly fainted when they saw God walking on the water he created, the same one. Now it's all about us and what we have and what we're going and who we're going to share it with. This woman, this Gentile, this Syrophoenician origin believed, so she wasn't going to let anyone stop her from getting what she needed. This woman, this mother, had not seen what the disciples saw, but she believed. This mother who had not been where the disciples had been, but she believed. This mother had only heard about the power of God, but she believed. They who were with him from the beginning, seeing all the manner of diseases healed, did not believe. They saw Jesus perform all kind of miracles here and there. He saw them heal the sick. He saw them heal the blind, gave sight to the blind. He saw the crippled walk. He saw the dead raised, but yet they did not believe. This mother, recognizing who Jesus was, and she wasn't going to let anyone, not even his disciples, keep her from getting the help she needed for her child. This was not about pride. This was not about prestige. This was about love. A mother's faith, a mother's love. Although Jesus had not said one word to her, she continued pleading and begging him to cast the demons out of her daughter, knowing that he could do it. She realized that he did not have to go see her. He did not have to touch her. He did not have to go call out her name. All he had to do was speak the word and it would be accomplished. That's the kind of God we serve. No matter what your situation is, God don't have to show up himself. He can just speak the word and your situation will be changed. But you have to believe and have the faith of a mother and the love of a mother. Jesus, pressing on to teach his disciples and seeing just how much faith and love this mother possessed, responded to her. I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. She did not let his response cause her to falter. She just kept pleading, "Lord, help me," and continued to cry and acknowledge Jesus as Lord. Staying in her position of humility and acknowledgement, "I know who you came for, but I'm not going away because surely you are God and you can help me too." Sometimes we have to press through in love and in faith. The answer may not come immediately, but we have to press through. We may have to keep knocking at the door because Jesus has the answer. Jesus has the blessing. This is the situation where Jesus, who is God, knew he was going to help her. But he allowed this mother to press through in love and in faith. Sometimes Jesus is not answering us, waiting for us to press through in our faith and in our love and to not give up. Jesus said, he spoke it again, and he says, it's not good to take the food, to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. Refusing to accept no for an answer, she responded back to him, yes, Lord, but even the dogs feed on the crumbs that fall from the master's table. You have to speak into your life. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself with the word of God. God gave us promises, and you have to speak it and stand on it and say, God, no, I won't take no for an answer. You promised me, and Lord, I expect you to do what you said you would do. I know you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should confess. If you said it, I know you can bring it to pass, and I believe you for it on today. And this is what this woman was saying. Jesus, hearing her, said, O woman, your faith is great. It shall be done for you as you wish. And her daughter was healed. This story was told in two of the Gospels, Matthew and Mark. It was told in Matthew because Matthew's gospel is speaking to the Jews. And it was told in Mark because Mark's gospel is speaking to the Gentiles. God wanted both the Jews and the Gentiles to know that he sent his son for all. He came for Israel, but the plan of redemption included the Gentiles. The word tells us that for the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. Jesus' purpose for this woman's story to become a part of his teaching was to first to remind us all his mission and his purpose was to bring salvation to Israel first, but also to the Gentiles. And he used a mother's love and a mother's faith to teach. The disciples had to learn that God loves everyone and that he would not withhold a blessing from his creation. The disciples had to learn that it's not about you, it's about God. It's about loving all of humanity so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe could come and God would hear their plea. This message for the disciples, us, the disciples today, is that God is no respecter of person. He loves everyone, and he doesn't look down on people and decide he's not going to bless a certain group. It may look like it at times, but that's not God, that's man. God wants us as a church to welcome everybody to the table. Shun no one. Don't judge people, but recognize that God's plan of salvation is for everyone and anyone who would receive his son. This mother who was a Gentile, a pagan worshiper, received him, Son of God, as Savior, as Redeemer, as Healer. We cannot let our worship of God make us think that we are in a special club and only certain people are invited to join. Our call is to go out in love and invite everyone in, whosoever will come. We are to tell everybody about Jesus and his saving grace. We are to do it in love, knowing we are doing what Jesus would do. Jesus is God. This Gentile mother showing up was no surprise to him. He knew she was coming. In fact, he went there for that express purpose. No doubt if he had told his disciples, I'm going to Tyre because this Gentile mother and her daughter, there is a need of a miracle. The lesson would not have been learned. Jesus was ready for her, but was also disappointed at the same time because he came to his own and his own received him not. As Jesus was processing this, I imagine he said to himself, I'm going to show them what real love and faith really looks like. It's not going to come from our people, but it's going to come from one who is a pagan, who is an idol worshiper. The disciples who thought more highly of themselves than they ought needed to witness the love of God. In the book of Romans, Paul speaks to the Gentiles in chapter 12, 3, and it says, for through grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. Show love where there's need to be love. Show faith where there need to be faith. This second message lesson for us through this message today is that Jesus is teaching us through a mother's love and a mother's faith. Is that our blessing is tied to our faith and our love for one another. We are to persist in our love and find the power to persevere and be persuasive for the ones we love. This mother, this Gentile woman, was facing 12 Jewish men who had no respect for her, nor was she worth anything to them. She was not going to let this stop her. She was on a mission to save her child, to save her daughter. She didn't care what they said. All she knew was that the Lord had come to see about her, and she was not going to miss her blessing. So many times we let people block our blessings and who give them power over us. When Jesus come to see about us, forget about what people got to say and step out on faith and say, I claim the blessing on today. Don't let people stop you from receiving what God promised to give you. If you don't want to praise God, then don't stop me. Tell them, get out of my way. I'm talking to the master right now. If you're in a hurry and you don't have time to pray, then go on, but let me pray. You so confident that you're able to work out your own situation, then go right on. That's good for you, but I'm not mad at you, but I'm going to stand and praise my God. I'm going to have faith that he can bring me out. There's a storm looming overhead, but I'm not going to stay in this storm forever because I know a God who can calm the sea. I know a God who can bring me out. I know a God who can heal my sick body. I know a God who can raise me up out of my sick bed and have me to stand behind the sacred dust after being sick all week long. Yes. You got your opinion and I got mine, but you better step out in faith and in love today because we serve a God who's able to do anything but fail. Sometimes life can get so overwhelming that even though we know God is in control, we still need to fall at the master's feet and cry out, Lord, help me. Jesus knows all about our troubles, all about our pain, but still desire that we come to him and lay at his feet. It is our faith in God and our love for others that cause things to change. You got to trust God today to make that change. You got to believe that God can do it. Somebody can't do it for you. Somebody can pray for you, but you got to have some faith for yourself sometimes. Sometimes you got to say, yes, Lord, I'm going through, but I know you can bring me through. Yes, God, I'm in trouble right now, God, but I know you can bring me out. Oh, God, I got trouble all around me, God, but I know you can calm the sea. Lord, I know you can do it. That's the kind of God we serve. Third and final lesson Jesus is teaching us through this story on today, that there is power in knowing who you are and whose you are. This mother knew she was a Gentile. Several translations call her the Canaanite woman. They were the enemy of the Jews. In fact, the Jews referred to them as dogs. That's why Jesus said to her, it's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. For a very long time, I resented this statement every time I read it in the Bible, being a Gentile and all myself, you see. I silently questioned the harsh language that Jesus spoke towards this woman. But through study, I came to learn that he did not refer to her as a kunan, in the Greek meaning a dog that roams the street attacking people, behaving like a wild animal. She understood it well. She heard him call her the Greek word koinonis, which means a small dog, which means a puppy. Although God called her a koinonis, she understood, if I am a dog, I'm a house dog. I'm part of the family, you see. Jesus knew, and he came to change. Instead of allowing the reference to being a little dog to deter her, she came back to him and she said, yes, Lord. But even the dogs feed on the crumbs that fall from the master's table. She recognized, yes, I might be a dog because I'm an idol worshiper. I might be a peasant, a pagan, but God himself has included me in the family. I'm in the family, you see. I'm in the house of God, you see. And no matter what comes my way, God has an obligation. He promised me to keep me. He promised me that if I seek his face, that he would be there for me. And so here I am, little dog or not, in the master's house, telling God, I need you today, oh God. I'm standing on my faith and believing in love that you're going to bring me out. I might be down today, but you're going to pick me up tomorrow. Oh, yes, God. I'm standing and believing today, oh God. Jesus, Jesus, being called the name that sounds degrading can be hurtful. But recognize who's doing the name calling. We let words of people define us and stop us in our tracks. But that's the trick of the enemy. If I can disarm them with my words, then I'll stop them. If it is not from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords calling you a name, just keep right on moving. It may not be a name, it may be an opinion, but whatever the enemy throws your way, remember Jesus came to save us all. Jesus came to set us free. Jesus came to bless us, deliver us from our enemies, and speak life into our lives. You got to trust God today. You got to believe God today. Don't let the enemy speak negativity in your life and tell you you can't make it, because yes you can. No matter what it looked like, we know the God that can do anything but fail. He is the creator. He's everywhere at all times. He's all powerful. He knows everything. So how can he bring us out? Because yes, he can. Yes, he can bring you out today. You might not have a job today, but you can get a job tomorrow. Things might be a little shaky on this side, but God is a steady God. He's never shaky. He stands on a solid rock, and he'll bring you through. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus' final statement to this mother was, "Oh woman, your faith is great. It shall be done to you as you wish." How many of us have allowed people and circumstances to turn us around and miss our blessings? How many of us don't love enough to stay the course and refuse to let go? I'm on assignment here today to tell somebody that a mother's love and a mother's faith is all that you need today. Somebody who can have not reached that place in faith to believe God for deliverance is dependent on us to intercede on their behalf. God is calling you and me to a higher place in him through love and through faith. There is a mother, there's a sister, there's a friend, there's a daughter, someone here need to press through for your child. Press through for your sister. Press through for your friend. Go to the Lord. Bring it to him and leave it there. And say, God, I trust you to bring her out. Lord, she needs you on today. God, my son is in trouble. Oh, God, my daughter is in trouble. Oh, God, my mother is sick. Well, God, I need you today. Just bring us through, oh, God. We got to press through in love and in faith for one another. This mother is an example of what happens when you stay the course, when you don't give up, when you won't turn around, when you won't let naysayers tell you there's no blessings for you, when you just keep right on looking ahead and say, I'm looking at Jesus right now, and I know what Jesus can do. I've heard what he's done. I didn't see it for myself, but I heard what he could do. So I know if I just keep right on moving forward, he's going to do it for me too. This woman, child was demon-possessed, but she refused to let the enemy have her. She refused to let the disciples stop her, even like Jacob, she stood her ground and said, I will not let you go till you bless me. God is waiting for you to press through in love and in faith. Don't give up and don't you give out. Give it all to Jesus and he'll meet you right there. If you can't come to him, he'll come to you. Press through in love and in faith. This woman knew her prayers had been answered when Jesus showed up. If we were just to press through in love and in faith, our Jesus will show up for us too. Don't let the enemy rob you of your miracle. As I close, I remember as I was preparing this message to share, I remembered an old secular song I used to listen to by Tina Turner. So I went online and I sat there in front of my PC and I just listened to what Tina was saying. I listened to Tina's 1980 mega hit, What's Love Got to Do with It? As I sat there reminiscing a bit, I also listened very carefully to the words as she sung them in her sultry, deep voice. She said, What's love got to do with it? Got to do with it. What's love but a secondhand emotion? What's love got to do with it? Got to do with it. Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? I love Tina's song because it was a redefining moment for her. But I don't agree with her lyrics. I know it came out of a place of pain, and that's why each line is not a statement, but a question. As I take my seat, I have a question about the power of love and faith. I want you to know that love can do anything but fail. Love is not a secondhand emotion. It's the power of God to transform lives. So many people, God shows up. Learn on today that mother's love and a mother's faith can bring you out through this woman. Press through in love and in faith until your miracle comes through. Press through in love and in faith. And don't take that attitude that Tina got. Tina was in pain for a moment, but she got over it. I don't know about you, but I see that she got over it. She knew that this was only a temporary situation. Yes, you might fall down for a minute. You might lose your faith just for a second, but get up on your feet and say, I have faith in the living God. He can bring me out. He can bring my child out. He can bring my husband out. He can bring my family out. Yes, I'm pressing through in love and in faith. Now, as we close today, I just want to say to anyone today that if you got any doubts about the God that you serve, I ask that you leave those doubts. Leave them right where they are. That's the enemy playing on your mind. God can do anything but fail. I know. I got too many testimonies to stand here and not tell you that I know that I know that I know. I know what he can do. He can heal sick bodies. He can heal troubled minds. He can heal you of whatever your situation may be. You might not have two dimes to rub together, but we serve a God who owns a cattle on a thousand hills. Money will come from someplace you never even expected. You're saying, I don't have God, but you gotta believe God for it. Don't put it in your friend's hand. Your friends don't have any power. God has the power. Believe him. If they're not encouraging you, say, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I really got to go now. And hang up that phone. Don't sit up there and listen to all that negative stuff in every day, in and out. Because then you'll find yourself in a negative place. And then your heart and your mind is not open to receive the love and the blessings that God has for each and every one of us.